Blog Talk Radio. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verses
7 through 21, and you'll find the Ten Commandments there, as well as Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. You'll find the commandments there as well. And I ask that you read it for yourself. I want you to know as much about the Bible as I know. So, and you will find that Sabbath observance starts on a Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. I want your sheep to have the three P's ready. You may ask me, what are the three P's? They are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down whatever I may state to you, as well as some of you may be technological savvy. You have your notepads and pads and notebooks and all that, where you can write whatever I say to you down, whatever scriptures that I may say to you. I am feeling that I should turn to Psalms, First Psalms. My granddaddy used to read this all the time. And I'm asking you, Father, don't let me feel sad, so sad that I would cry. I'm talking to your sheep, and I want them to know as much as I know. Psalms chapter 1, that's in the Old Testament. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the way in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree, water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff. Excuse me, sheep. I can't help it. I'm belching. But I like the chaff. The wind blows away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the godly shall perish. I hope that makes me feel better. I remember when my mother died and I was feeling so down, the one person that disliked so much said to me, it'll get better as time goes by. So I will tell that to my nephew. I know that he lost his father earlier this year, and now he's losing his grandfather on his dad's side. So he is very sad. And hopefully I can say something to lift him up. It gets better, Calvin, as the days go by. And I want you to remember that. I know that I cannot take the place of your grandmother or your grandfather. But if you need something, if I can give it to you, I'm there for you. I'll do the best that I can, always, for you as well. Now, I want you to turn with me to the book of Second Kings, and I left off in chapter 10 and verse 20, and that's where I'm going to pick up this afternoon, although the Bible board is saying that I left off on First Kings. And you see, that's why I read as much as I can to you, sheep. It's my time to go. And I would tell you, like Satan tried really hard last week to knock me down so that I could not get back up. But my Father in heaven came through. He made it where I can come back and speak to you, sheep. He did all of that. I'm trying to get a crook in my leg. Oh, my God. I don't know why that is. Thank you, Father, for removing that cramp in my leg. Second Kings chapter 10 and verse 20, and pick up reading there. I want you to know this story as much. I want you to know as much as I know. And you know, last week, Jehu, he killed Jezebel, you know. And I want you to remember that. I want you to know as much as I know. So, hooray for Jehu. Nonetheless, he followed Satan as well. And he got rid of some of the things that Satan had, but he continued to do things that were not right in the eyes of our Father in heaven. So let's pick up reading. We're in 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 20. And Jehu said, proclaim a summary for Baal. Claim means to make public and announce or an announcement for Baal, and they proclaimed it, they broadcast it. And Jehu sent through all Israel and all the worshipers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that came not, and came into the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was full from one end to another. And he said unto him that was over the vestry, a vestry is a church or like a chapel or a synagogue, bring forth the vestments for all the worshipers of Baal. And he brought them for vestments. And Jehu went, and Jonabed, let me read verse 23 to you, sheep, again. Perhaps you can understand it better. And Jehu went, and Jonabed, the son of Rechab, that's spelled R-E-C-H-A-B, into the house of Baal, and said unto the worshipers of Baal, search and look, for there be here with you none of the servants of the Lord, but the worshipers of Baal only. And they went in to offering sacrifices and burnt offerings. Jehu appointed 80 men. That's 80 is 80 men without, and said, if any of the men whom I have brought into your hands escape, he that letteth him go, his life shall be for the life of him. And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of offerings and burnt offerings, that Jehu said unto the gods and the captain, go in and slay them, that none come forth. And they smote with the edge of the sword, and the gods and the captains cast them out, and went into the city, the house of Baal, and they brought forth the images of the house of Baal and burned them. And they broke down the images of Baal and broke down the house of Baal and made it drought and made it a drought house unto this day. So they tore the house of Baal down, and it's until this day is still torn down. And they break down the image of Baal, and they break down the house of Baal, and made it a drought house unto this day. And Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. He did something good there, but he still continued to do things that were ungodly. Howbeit, from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, Jehu departed not from after them to whip the golden calf that were in Bethel and Dan. Let me read that again. Howbeit, from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, Jehu departed not from after them to whip the golden calf that were in Bethel and that were in Dan. And the Lord said unto Jehu, because I have done well in executing that which is right in my eyes, and has done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Jehu, shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. In those days, the Lord began to cut Israel short, and Hazael smote them in all the coasts of Israel, from Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, and the Gileadites, and the Reubenites, and the Manassites. That's spelled M-A-N Assites from Arrow, and Arrow is spelled Aroer, which is in the river Arun, even Gilead and Bashan. Now, the rest of the acts of Jehu and all that he did and all his might, are they not written in the books of Chronicles of Kings of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria in Haz. His son reigned in his stead. So his son Joahaz reigned in his rule in his stead. And this was the time Jehu ruled over Israel in Samaria, was 28 years. So we know that in the 28 years that he did some good. Excuse me. He did do some good. Everyone sinned, including myself. But since I know a little bit more than I did when I first started out, I don't do what I did years ago. And I thank you, Father, for keeping the demons and the demon saints, Satan saints, away from me. They try to come, but you keep them away. Thank you, Father. Let's go into reading chapter 11 of 2 Kings and find out what it says. And when Attila, this spelled Attaliah, the mother of Ahaz, that's spelled Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the sea royal. But Josheba, that's spelled Josheba, the daughter of Jerome, sister of Ahaz, that's spelled Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of the son of Ahaz, and stole him from among the sons kings, from the son, king's son. Let me read verse 2 again. I messed up terribly. Forgive me, saint. Forgive me, see, for reading bad. I hope that my Father in heaven will forgive me as well. But Josheba, the daughter of Jerome, Ahaz, took Joash, the son of Ahaz, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain, and they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchambers from Alida, that's spelled Attaliah, so that he was not slain, so he was not killed. That's what slain means. And he was with her, hid in the house for the Lord 6 years. And Aaliyah did reign over the land. That's spelled A-T-H-A-L. In the 7th year, Jehoiada, that's spelled J-E-H-O-I-A-D-A, sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captains and the guards, brought them to him and to the house of the Lord, and made a covenant with them of the house of the Lord, and showed him the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, this is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath shall even be keepers of the watch of the king's house. And a third party shall be at the gate of Sir. And a third party of the gate behind the guard. So shall ye keep watch over the house, that which be not broken down. And the two parts of all ye that go forth on the Sabbath, even they shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. And he shall compass, that means around the king, round about every man which his weapon in his hand, he that coming within the ranges, let him be slain. And be ye with the king as he goeth out and as he cometh in. I have 16 minutes left, Steve. Hopefully I can get finished with this chapter, but if not, I will pick it up come Tuesday at 11 a.m. if the Lord sees fit. And the captains over the hundreds did according to all the things to which the priest commanded, and they, and Jehoiada is spelled J-E-H-O-I-A-D-A, the priest commanded, and they took every man his own that were to come in on the Sabbath with them that should go out on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the captains over hundreds did the priest give the king David spears and shield that were in the temple of the Lord. And the Lord stood every man his wind in his hand around about the king, the right corner of the temple to every left corner of the temple among the altar in the temple. And he brought forth the king's son and put on his crown upon him, and gave him the testimony that they made him king and appointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, God save the king. And when Attila, that's A-T, they spell A-T-A-H, let me spell that again, A-T-H-A-L-I-A-H, heard the noise of the gods and of the people, she came to the people into the temple of the Lord, and she looked, behold, the king stood by a pillar as the matter was, and the princes and the trumpeters made and the trumpeters by the king, and the people of the land rejoiced and blew the trumpets, and blew with trumpets, and Aaliyah rent her clothes, rent me to tear her clothes, and cried, treason, treason. Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds of the officers and of the hosts, and said unto them, have her pour without the ranges, and him that followed her, kill her with the sword. And the priest has, for the priest had said, let her not be slain in the house of the Lord. And they laid hands on her, and she went by the way of which the horses came into the king's house, and there she was slain. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people, and they should be the Lord's people between the king and the people. And the people of the land went into the house of Baal and broke it down, his altars and images break they in pieces throughout, and slew Matt, excuse me, M-A-T-T-A-N, the priest of Baal before the altar, and the priest anointed officers over the house of the Lord, and took the rulers over hundreds, and captains over the gods, and the people of the land, and they brought down the king from the house of the Lord, and came by way of the gates of the guard to the king's house, and he sat on the throne of the kings, and all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was in quiet, and they slew Attila with the sword because the king's house. 7 years old was Joash when he began to reign. Wow, that ends chapter, the reading of chapter 11. I want to thank all you sheep who are listening with me, who a heavy heart, knowing that my nephew's grandfather passed away and the family don't know what he died of. Suddenly, he's no longer with us in this earth. Let us pray. Let us pray that our Father takes care of him and everyone else. Father, thank you for taking care of us and bringing peace and quietness into our hearts, and understand that we all must leave this earth at some time. Even though you are feeling hurt and without your covering more so, Father, thank you for all that you do for us. I say this prayer in Jesus' name, even though I have 7 minutes left. Hopefully, I will say all the things that I need to say. I forgot. I thank you for and appreciate you, Father. I say this prayer in Jesus' name. Most people know the name of Jesus instead of Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua, for protection. And let me say this to you, sheep. I want you to remember what Hosea and 6 says, chapter in the Old Testament. Hosea is spelled Hosea 4:6. My people are not destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will reject you, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children. And the next thing I want you to remember is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hopefully you can remember that. I'm thinking that our Father may be sending plagues to us. Remember what he did to Egypt. He sent the plague of birds and fogs and lice and gnats and flies and livestock, sent boils and hail and locusts and darkness for 3 days. Hopefully 3 days, but we are getting some of the things that our Father brought to those people. Excuse me, I'm gouging. Thank you, Father. Maybe I was saying something that I should not have said. I want you sheep to read Kings chapter 12. I just finished reading 2 Kings 10. I want you to read Kings 11. I want you to read 2 Kings chapter 12. That's where I will pick up Tuesday, if the Lord said so, as well as I want you all to read Nehemiah chapter 10 through 30. If you can, most of you might do it, but if you don't, it's okay. I still want you to read Ezra chapter 9, verse 2. it lets you know that you black men are the holy, you're the only man that has the holy seed. And that's why so many of the women, the white women, want our black men, and our black men going to those women because they are fairer. They're fair skinned. They may not be as pretty as we are, but our black men are going to them, especially those that I watch from time to time on television. Don't go to those people. Read it. Nehemiah in the Old Testament is spelled Nehemiah. You're supposed to stay with your own kind. I know that we may not look as pretty as some people think they look, but we are best for you. Stay with your own kind so that when our Father comes back, he won't have so much to deal with. He is going to pray with those other nations, and he's going to try to get us back from them because they are keeping us in slavery. We are not free, and yet our Father is coming to get us.
Father, help your children.
I have not read anything.
Don't let them fall
yet
by the side of the road.
Chicago.
In their heart.
Sounds pretty good.
Jesus.
Our professionals.
Is love.
That am very glad that my did not go.
And I know. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Father,
and I know.